We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a muggy Monday in the Delaware Valley. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks, welcome back.
Yes,
how about you, boy?
I am back. Back and better than ever, as somebody once said. So listen, I'm walking right into a nice weekend, I guess a good week of Philadelphia sports, right?
Yeah.
Got to enjoy a Philly sweep over the weekend of the Yankees.
How about that?
Sixers are very easily positioning themselves to get into the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm. Big game tonight.
Yes, big game tonight. So let me ask you this, because I was kind of going back and forth on the friend text chain yesterday, and really after game three, and then with yesterday with over the weekend, Kyrie being injured, and now there's worry. I mean, Harden may not play, Kyrie may not play. Who knows what the Nets are going to be able to do against the Bucks? That series is tied, but it seems like, at least with my friends that are 76ers fans, they seem to be expecting a finals run now based on how the team is playing. You had aggressive Ben in game three. You have Joel Embiid, who's the best player in basketball right now. Like, let's forget about that. Tobias Harris has been very good. The Sixers have been very impressive. Like, no doubt about it. Are you expecting the same kind of run here that a lot of people are?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I am. And it's been slowly building there. And you obviously need to see what the rest of the league is shaping out and who they would potentially play against. And even if the Nets were to get by Milwaukee somehow in this series, I'm not sure how healthy they're going to be. So a banged up Brooklyn Nets team, I would still feel confident about the Sixers' chances on one condition. I get the Ben Simmons I got in the third quarter.
Ooh.
Every game.
Mm.
I feel that confident. If that's the Ben Simmons you're going to get, and we're going to go through this throughout the day, but I was so happy when Doc talked about this after the game and some of the opportunities that were there for Ben Simmons in that first half that he didn't take advantage of. And so they encouraged him to be more aggressive. And you came out in that third quarter and you got 11 points from Ben Simmons in that quarter. And you saw a more in-tuned, a more active Ben Simmons. His defense is always going to lead the offense. That's the whole point. And when you score into the basket or you get the ball off the glass and run, and as long as you're looking to attack the rim, that's going to benefit the team. It's going to put the opposing team on its heels. The Hawks are a small team from a height standpoint.
Yeah.
The Sixers are a big team. And Ben has the biggest advantage, if not Joel Embiid's advantage. But Ben at 6'10", guarding a 6-foot player, and then having the ability to take either one of those guys in the post, because they don't have anybody that can guard him at 6'10". You would basically need to put Clint Capella on him, and then Embiid is going to feast. So Ben was looking to attack. That Ben Simmons, that Sixers team, well-rounded, 27-9-8 for Joel Embiid, 22 for Tobias. I mean, everybody was chipping in. Everyone was chipping
role
in.
Role players or Shake Milton,
yes.
You needed him in the third quarter
and
of the one
Doc,
game.
Yep. Hold on. Doc was pressing the right buttons Friday night. I didn't know what he was going to do with the sixth man. I mean, with whomever was going to come off the bench between Maxie and Shake. Shake was coming off a very good game two, which he basically saved the season, this series. And I didn't know if Doc would go back to Maxie, who had looked good in the previous game. So he stuck with Shake, and it was the right call.
Yep.
It was the right move. Shake looked good Friday night. The rest of the bench came in, looked well. Lost Danny Green. That's a tough one. But you know what? It may be a blessing in disguise. Let's face it. Thibault is much younger, much more athletic, has the ability to stay in front of Trae Young when you want to take Ben off of him, which Danny Green couldn't do. And quite frankly, Danny Green and Thibault are hitting about the same amount of three-pointers.
Right.
And Thibault can't shoot.
Right. Now, Thibault has to play. You don't have the luxury of having a Danny Green in there. Yep. So the look of a title contender,
oh, man.
Ike.
I'm loving what I'm seeing. Yeah, I'm loving. As a matter of fact, it's what I'm expecting. I won't tell you that I'm expecting an NBA championship, but I expect this team to be in the finals. And then let me see who they play. Because the only team right now that I wouldn't say that I would pick the Sixers over is the Clippers. Clippers are a veteran team. Kawhi's won it. Ty Lue's been there. But Phoenix and Utah, man, get them out of here.
Yeah.
Either one of those teams get to the finals, and the Sixers is washing Phoenix or Utah.
Well, listen, so
we all would love to see the Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid matchup. I mean, that would be great.
That'd get chippy. So Sixers are up 2-1. Does anybody expect the Hawks to win this series? I'd be surprised if they get another game.
No. Tonight's the only night they'll win another game.
Right.
If they're going to win one.
Yeah, and I don't expect them to win tonight, but this is definitely one of these games where if you're a real finals contender, you beat this team tonight and you beat them good. You take them down, put them away, go back home, wrap the series up in five. Yeah, just get the win tonight. I will tell you this, that while I'm impressed, and I got to give Ben Simmons a lot of credit, he's done very well defensively since he's had to take on Trae Young. He was aggressive in the second half of Game 3. Tobias has been good, and Bede has been unbelievable. I mean, playing on a torn meniscus, and I don't know how torn it is. He doesn't look injured at all. He's the best player in the playoffs. The guy's unbelievable. I mean, let's face it. Role players have been good. Shake Milton's been good. Doc, give him credit. Been pushing all the right buttons. The new odds came out from Vegas as far as as far as Eastern Conference, Western Conference, and title contenders. And the 76ers really haven't changed. It's still, at least with betting odds, the Brooklyn Nets, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the 76ers, 1-2-3, as far as odds to win or to go to the finals. I don't believe that Ben Simmons is a guy that's going to come out every night and be the Ben Simmons we saw in the second half. Remember, he had the first half of the game, too, where it was a typical Ben Simmons performance, not shooting, not wanting to just driving in the lane, flipping the ball away. You saw a much different player in the second half, and I give him credit for it, but you have to show that he can do that, not only against a team that's clearly inferior than the 76ers, but when you face the Bucks or the Nets in the next round. And I just don't know if you're going to, because I agree with you, Ike, that if Ben Simmons can't play like we saw Ben Simmons play, when Ben Simmons is good, that's the Ben Simmons they need if they're going to be a true title contender. I don't think you beat the Nets without Ben Simmons stepping his game up and looking like he did in Game 3. Now, also keep this in mind. Game 2, all right, where the Sixers still won the game, but in Game 2, I mean, Ben had 4 points in 35 minutes, right? So, I'm not sold that this is the Ben. I hope it is, and I was impressed with Game 3's performance, but I'm not ready to say that I expect a title run here.
I'm going to tell you who this falls on. And it ain't Ben Simmons. Well, ultimately, it does fall on Ben Simmons. But I'm putting the responsibility on Doc Rivers. Push the buttons that need
to
be pushed.
That's why he was brought here, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean to get Ben to play this way. So here's what I mean by that. You have to encourage him to be aggressive on the offensive end. Don't tell him it's okay that he doesn't score any points or he didn't shoot. Stop saying that. I like what you said Friday night after the game. You can do that. It's okay. It's called coaching. It's not called ripping your players in public. We all saw that. I hope Ben didn't take offense to that. Doc saying we saw opportunities there, and we implored him to be more aggressive, take advantage of those opportunities, shoot the ball. That's called coaching. It helps. It's okay. He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm. We have Doc after the game. You have a Jet Gun.
Yeah, we just thought he passed up too many opportunities in the fast break at the post. And so we told him we're going to come out and feature him on the post and be aggressive with the pass first. I always think when you start him out passing on the post, then he gets aggressive in the game. And he was great for us. It's exactly what we need with his pace and power. It was great.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. That's all we. That's all.
Hold on. So it does matter if he scores.
That's all we were talking about, Coach.
Celebrate
that's
him.
All
Celebrate
we were
all the
saying.
Stuff he does well.
That's all we've been saying. You saw it, and we all saw the first half. I'm like, what the hell is Ben? Ben Simmons on that again tonight? I see.
Yep.
And they saw it as well. Yep. And they went in there in the locker room in the halftime and told him, dude, you got opportunities.
They look different when Ben Simmons is aggressive on offense. It's a different team.
It's clear, and I'm so happy Doc said it. Because here's the thing. He didn't have to say that publicly.
No.
He could have gave us the whole, no, Ben was taking his time. We had no problem with the way he was playing. He got aggressive when he saw opportunities, right? He could have just, no, he wanted us to know that, yeah, listen.
Maybe there is a method behind what Doc is doing.
I heard you. Yeah, encouraging to be more aggressive. It's okay. It's okay.
All right, we start with phone calls.
They're a much better team that way.
In the first half, much better team. They need Ben to be like that if they're going to beat the Nets.
Yes.
215.
Or Milwaukee for that
matter. Or Milwaukee, yes. I shouldn't just say the Nets because Milwaukee may now be in the driver's seat of this series. We'll see. Depends on if Kyrie and James.
Yeah.
Harden looks like if they can get back. 215-592-9494. We take phone calls in the first segment at 215-592-9494. I got
to
say it. Does Julio not say that?
No.
And everyone's so confused out there, like chickens with their heads cut off.
Because you need to let people know that we take phone calls
exactly
in the first segment.
Yep.
Jack, expecting a finals run?
Listen, no. Obviously not. I mean, they're
such a hater.
No, it's not a hater. They're like, can we just be rational here for a second?
Not yet.
Like, they're beating the Hawks. Ben had one good half. Joel still has torn meniscus. And Danny Green is hurt. And I know everyone's like, oh, great. Danny Green's hurt.
I mean, not great that he's hurt, but I mean.
No, but he's important. He's an important member of this team. He makes the starting five make
sense.
Like, who are we going to put in there? We're going to put Korkmaz. Korkmaz is going to be starting tonight. We're going to put or George Hill, who looks like he's 35.
Well,
I mean,
listen,
it's great. They're beating the Hawks, and they should be beating the Hawks. But, like, I'm not – the Nets thing is interesting because Kyrie's hurt and Harden's hurt.
Right.
And that's the only way they're beating that team if those guys are out. But I can't be expecting a finals run at this point.
Why not? We're healthy.
They're healthy, but Ben's – you got to trust Ben to do that every night.
No.
I can't trust Ben to do that every night.
I got to trust Doc to make sure that he's encouraging him to do that every night.
I'm sure he's been encouraging him all year, and we've seen him go in and out.
I don't know. Have we? No, you can't be
no,
sure.
No, it seems like maybe he's now put
exactly.
he's pushed on the accelerator now with him.
He realizes it's the playoffs now.
He realized now that it does matter with Ben Simmons. I can't trust him yet. I start, like the Vegas odds are that it's the Nets and the Bucks and the Sixers, and that was reflective even after the injury. I still kind of feel the same way. I do. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a finals run from the 76ers? Devin, Woodbury Heights, start us off. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What's up,
Devin?
What's up, brother?
I'm expecting a finals run. You know, I'm like, I just feel like we're the most complete team out of everybody. You know, like, I just feel like, you know, Danny Green's gone. And ever since, like, the last three games, it's always been the next man up. It's always been one game, it's Tyrese Maxey filling in for the shoes that's getting the points. Next game, it's Shake Milton filling in, coming in to get the points. The game last game Friday, it was Furkan. So, like, I'm not really worried about it. Danny Green out. I know he's, like, really good defensively, but when you see him in a slump, and these other guys are stepping up, it's just good.
The Sixers look good.
What makes you feel good? Like, makes you feel like they have a deep team. Like, they can go deep.
Yeah, the Hawks stink, though. Jack's right when he says that. The Hawks are no good.
Jack is a very hater. Yeah, that is messed up for not trying to bring the Sixers to the finals, man. It doesn't matter. They always root for your team, no matter what.
He is rooting for the team. Devin, it's not about not rooting for your team. It's just he's not sold that this is a true title contender. And one of the reasons, and he's dead right, is you're facing a Hawks team. Who's the second best player on the Hawks right now?
Probably Boban is just stepping up.
Yeah,
Boban. Honestly, I've been saying it has the points and all that. But another thing before we go.
Yeah.
Friday night, I lost so much respect for the Hawks organization and the fans for laughing at Joel Embiid. Like, they're laughing at a man getting injured, and he's trying to provide food for his family to eat. And you're going to, God forbid, he gets out of the game. You guys are cheering But he's all he's thinking about is being in his
It's a bit. Listen, it's a bad look. It's a bad look when it happens here. It's a bad look when it happens everywhere. Yeah. We agree.
Yeah. I mean, that's also when you know that player is kicking your,
you got
kicking
him, yeah.
your butt. And you're like, oh, Lord, he's out?
Clint Capella looks like he's pedestrian. He's supposed to be one of the better defensive players.
No parts of Embiid. No parts of Embiid. And, yeah, come on, Hawks fans, Atlanta fans.
Oh, it's Hughes' class. It's all Hughes' fault.
It's terrible.
Was Hughes sitting courtside with Andre 3000 and Big Boy or something?
Probably was. Probably was. I did see either the Hawks tweeted it out or his station, 90, 92.
92.9 the game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
So that's I think that's the flagship station.
It is, yeah. So they'll put him and his partner up there on the Jumbotron.
I didn't know if that was a still photo or was he there at the game. Yeah, Hugh doesn't come outside very often.
Yeah, he sweatpants. He doesn't like to take the sweatpants off. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl's calling from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Daryl, how are you? Daryl, hello. No, Daryl. Rob in Newark, Delaware. Rob, how are you?
Guys, how are we doing this afternoon?
Good.
What's up, Rob?
Oh, nothing much. I just want to, on a personal note, Ike.
Yes.
I love the correspondence you make with the birthday responses. I'll follow you on Twitter. Thank you very much, sir. Very classy move.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
You sing happy birthday to people on Twitter, or you just wish them a happy birthday?
Just wish them a happy
birthday. That is nice of them, Rob.
Yes. Yeah. Nice little innuendo.
Yes.
As far as Sixers go, mm-hmm. I think Shade Milton is going to have a breakout game tonight. I think he is probably going to be the second leading scorer on the Sixers.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's been pretty
second
good.
Second leading scorer.
He's been pretty good so far, but.
I wouldn't go that far.
He's been in short bursts. I mean, he had 14 the other night. He had it in like 6-7 minutes in the third or fourth quarter. It was a huge difference in that game.
Yeah, instant offense.
Yep.
I mean, instant offense is what they need. You're not going to get a ton of defense. So I think what Doc is realizing is how to mix and match his subs and who he's putting out there. And he's leaving Tobias out there with a lot of the backup players. So Tobias could be sort of the primary scorer if needed. But also when you got Shake out there, he's an offensive guy. Maxie's an offensive guy. Thibault's defense. He's just going to be out there. And Korkmaz. Like Korkmaz, Shake, and Maxie, they are shoot first guys.
Yep.
They're not pass first, not defense first. They are shoot first guys. So you almost got to be careful putting all three of them out there.
To your point, you almost have to have one, like whoever's hot. Shake got hot, left him out there. Right move. Yeah. Korkmaz playing well, leave him out there. It's good. Mm-hmm. Maxie saw less time and those guys that were out there.
Well, tonight's a Maxie night. I mean, if we're going in the rotation.
Got it as a Maxie night.
Well, I mean.
Listen, I don't want to throw anybody else out there. I threw Danny Green out Friday and look what happened.
Oh, it's your fault.
Yeah, before we left the show, I was like, yeah, Danny Green's going to hit 4 3-pointers tonight. He's going to have a big night tonight.
All right, who's the reserve?
Hey, good.
Who's the reserve that steps up tonight? You go Maxie?
Oh, it's a Stone Maxie game.
It's like, can I consider Thibault a reserve? He may be.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because he probably won't put him in a starting lineup.
Even if he does, he's still one of the role players. Yeah. I'm gonna go Thibault tonight.
On Thibault?
Yes.
Okay, that's my guy, Thibault.
Couple of threes.
Yeah.
Energy, good defense.
I'll go Korkmaz.
All right.
He gets the hot hand, instant offense.
Man, he was good.
He's going to shoot the ball, that's for damn sure.
He was good in game three, for sure. Let's go to Mike. Mike's calling from Norristown, Pennsylvania. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
Cool, guys. Good afternoon. How you doing?
All right.
What's up, Mike?
Great, man. It's birthday week. I'm on my way home from work. I did that Ike juice up.
Oh, birthday week. Ike gives birthday shout-outs, apparently. I'm just learning this.
It's not Cameo. You know what I mean? I'm not doing a Cameo like T.O.
Yeah, I think everybody got to start giving, like Ike said the other day, Tobias Harris's props, man. He's solid, and he's going to give us our 20 each game, man.
It's our third All-Star.
So you like him today? So you're expecting a win here. Obviously, I think everybody expects a win over the Hawks. And then Bucks or Nets? You're not worried about that series?
The way that the Nets are injured, it looks like the Bucks might handle. They're hurting right now. I don't know how long Kyrie's going to be out. How long Harden's going to be out? We don't know. If they're injured like that, the Bucks might get them.
Yeah.
And then I think that we have an easier road with the Bucks. it looks good for us, man. Like, we might face Utah or Phoenix or a young team. Like, ooh. It's looking good for the Sixers.
We're starting to think about it,
see
Mike.
See that?
Hold on. Are we starting to think about – don't say it. Are we starting to think about a Larry O'Brien trophy?
Word. I think they got a good shot. They got a good shot to make it happen.
All right. I'd
say he's not ready. You're not ready to jump in. You're not doing a cannonball yet, Mike.
Nah, I did that in 04 with the Eagles, and I was crying.
Oh, why are you bringing that up, man? Come on.
And I was there.
Donovan here.
I was at that game, and I thought it was a lock. And Jake DeLome. Jake DeLome.
Jake DeLome.
Oh, you're talking about the conference title game. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a worse loss than the Super Bowl.
Much worse.
Yeah, kidding me?
I have many more nightmares from that game. The Super Bowl, yes. The Super Bowl was like, just getting the Super Bowl was an accomplishment.
Well,
and I won the bet.
We know why you weren't heartbroken over the Super Bowl.
Why?
It's like, won money.
Yeah, because the bird's covered.
No, but
get good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Now in today's climate, sometimes the covering is more important than winning.
It is more important.
But would we agree getting to the Super Bowl is an accomplishment in itself?
Sure.
You know what I mean? And
then,
because it's just like you said, you want to get to the finals, the NBA finals, and then worry about that when you see who you're playing.
Yeah.
So you're not ready to do the cannonball into the 76ers or winning a title pool yet.
Not yet. But boy, I was tempted, but I said, you know what? You're going to settle down. If you're going in there today, you start talking about NBA championships and everything else, and sure enough, you'll jinx the team. So I'm not going there yet. But I will say this. I do expect them to be in the NBA Finals. I don't care if they're playing the Nets or if they're playing Milwaukee. They should be in the Eastern Conference. I mean, should be in the NBA Finals. And I think if Doc is going to continue to press the right buttons, particularly with Ben has to be comfortable being assertive on that end of the court. It's okay, dude. Like, we need you to be a threat. Because when you're not a threat, then it's easy to play 5-on-4 defense if they don't believe you're ever going to shoot the ball.
Mm, yep. So which we've seen in previous years, yes.
And while you can get away with that with Atlanta, you won't be able to get away with that against Milwaukee or Brooklyn or whomever you meet in the NBA Finals.
It's kind of where I am right now, which is I don't trust that this new and improved Ben that we saw for a half is going to be the Ben that we see. They're going to be in shock when they play the Bucks or the Nets. Right, because the caliber of teams that they've played in, the Wizards and the Hawks now. Listen, losing DeAndre Hunter is for the Hawks, they still don't have enough to beat the Sixers with them, but that's their second best scorer. Yeah. So, I mean, right now they're playing a team that is out of gas, that has already achieved what they needed to achieve this year. It's been a successful season for them. They'll try to get another win. The Sixers are rolling to the conference championships.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Not for us, but for them. Don't overlook the Hawks tonight. This is their last-ditch effort to get back into
this
series. So they're going to give you everything they have left in them to try to win this game tonight.
Yep. But the Sixers,
they should be able to take care of business.
The way that Embiid's playing, this should not be a letdown game, even if it's a little bit of a letdown game.
Yep.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. All your calls on the 76ers. People are expecting it to make the finals. Are you people crazy? The Hawks stink. And Doc was also asked over the weekend, who's going to replace Danny Green? Who replaces Danny Green in the starting lineup? We'll find out from Doc. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about BetMGM for a second. It's the best time to sign up for BetMGM because the King of Sportsbooks is giving new customers a shot and an easy $100. Just register using code MARKS100 to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the 76ers or Hawks. And if either team hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. And whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey playoffs or you're wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Just use bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, 100, to win $100 when you bet $1 on the 76ers or Hawks and either team hits a three.
Are you looking for, balance? You want somebody who can stretch the floor? Or are you looking for an extra defender?
Oh, Keith, you're so clever.
because with the answer, you can try to figure it out. I mean, good try. So what I'm looking for is a 76er.
There you go, Doc, after the game.
Yeah, we got to be a little more deceptive there, KP.
He tried.
Yeah. I mean, you basically described two players. I mean, you want defensive guy, Thibault, or you want offense? That's basically what you said.
Exactly. What would you do?
I would keep Thibault in his same. You know what, though? Thibault could play the role of Danny Green. That's basically what he would be doing.
You're not asking him to score, really.
No, and Danny takes like a couple of three-pointers, and that's pretty much it.
Take five, six shots a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would start him.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem starting.
Yeah, because you're not really asking him to do anything that's out of the ordinary. Right. Then you keep the other guys in their roles coming off the bench.
Yep.
Maybe Korkmaz gets an earlier entrance. Because you're right. They went to the bench pretty early in the last two games. Mm-hmm. Tobias stayed in with them. Joe, I think, in game three stayed in with them early when they brought all the reserves in. So it would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, George Hill, no limited minutes. He don't need,
You don't need him in there. No. In fact, I want Shea coming in as the first reserve for Ben.
And see, those guys are offensive guys. They come in to get offense, not to create offense for others.
Shea's shooting.
Yeah, that starting unit is the offense is supposed to go through Joel and then Tobias with Ben. You put Shea out there with those guys, and Shea doesn't know how to be a creator or playmaker. All he does is he scores. That's what he does.
He's dribbling to try to get an open look and create a shot. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, he is. He's your top guard reserve at least this point until he goes cold and Maxey comes in and then he's doing it. Doc's got a couple different options. It's a good team. Sixers are a good team. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're looking to get engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Support the home team at Mark's Jewelers. You will not regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. People are feeling great about the Sixers right now. Like, are you expecting the Sixers to make the finals at this point? Yes or no? Yes is 77.5%.
Yeah.
People are ready.
Yeah, I mean, and they should be. They should be. I mean, you've gotten a chance to watch the team more since the playoffs began. When Embiid got injured, that obviously put a little bit of scare into a lot of us, including me, so you didn't know how far they could go as a team. But then you watch Joel Embiid play these first three games, and you say to yourself, my goodness, torn meniscus, how, where? He looks better than he did prior to
he
that.
He did.
Yeah, so, you know, he certainly has taken his game up to another level. And I don't know if there's anybody in the playoffs that's remaining that – is playing as well as Joel Embiid is right now. I mean, he just seems to be playing calm. He doesn't ever seem to be in a rush. He can get what he wants. A lot of it has to do with the matchup, meaning there's not very many teams that has someone that could guard Joel Embiid. Milwaukee does.
Yep.
They have height. So that'll be a different matchup if you're playing Milwaukee. Right? They can either go Lopez or the Greek Freak. It doesn't mean that they won't get in foul trouble, but at least they have height that they could put up against Joel Embiid. Atlanta doesn't. Their biggest guy is Clint Capella.
Who pretty much wants no parts of Embiid.
Yeah, he weighs like 210 pounds.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And the fact that Embiid is such a good, I don't want to call him a flopper, but, man, he looks for the contact.
Man,
and
goes to the free throw line a ton.
Yeah, end of the first half, game three, he went to the line a couple times, but he was really, like, he wasn't doing a whole lot offensively in the first half.
Yeah.
And then the end of the first half, into the second half, just constantly shooting free throws, constantly drawing contact, still going to the floor way too many times for my liking. I'm holding my breath every time. Every time. But he's kind of like Trae Young's good at drawing contact, and Embiid, for being 7'2", is great at drawing contact. It's unbelievable.
And he's a very good free throw shooter.
He's been amazing.
Yeah, loves contact. He's like, yeah, I'll go to the free throw line and take my
86%.
Yeah, two free points. I'll take that.
All right, back to the phones. Fred in Haddonfield, New Jersey. Hi, Freddie. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
So this is what I think. I think Ben's got to take shots that are farther away from the basket than 2 feet. Like, if he can extend himself to 5 or 7 feet, I think that would be an improvement. I think if he can get 10 points on layups, he could certainly get another 10 from 7 feet away. And I think he's consistent enough of a shooter from that distance that he doesn't need to be looking for somebody else to take a three-pointer. I don't know why he's the only person on the planet who gives up a 10-foot shot. And I don't believe
he passes up. What you're saying, he passes up that shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he passes up the shot, and he calls it altruism. He calls it, you know, playing better basketball. But he gives away, but he's no threat then at that point.
Well, I think what Doc did was trying to make him effective in the low post, because he's not going to shoot those shots.
No.
He's not.
7 feet away?
I mean, you could.
7 feet away.
That's ridiculous.
Well, we don't disagree. We're just saying, like, I don't expect him to do that.
I know, but that's not fair to the fans. That's not fair to the team. That's just wrong.
Well, it may be wrong, but it might be reality at this point, Fred.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's just what it is.
Like, man. So if you're Doc Rivers, you can challenge Ben, but you also know that it's not likely. There was a couple instances in Game 3 in the first half where he's like a 14-footer where they're sagging away from him.
Yeah.
He's not going to shoot that.
He's not going to shoot it.
He's a wide-open mid-range shot. He's not going to take it. So what do? Do you deal with that, or you say, you know what? We have a disadvantage with size, right? The Hawks are at a disadvantage with size. Let's get Ben down low. And that's what they did. A couple baby hooks. They couldn't stop him. It got him active. It got him around the basket. He had some putbacks. He had a great putback dunk in the second half. So you want to keep him active on offense. And you can't just say, no, he's got to shoot or that's it. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. So you got to get creative in how to keep him involved.
Yeah, that. We're addressing Ben Simmons shooting.
Yeah, this is
this is old.
Right.
I'm with Doc on that one. Like,
treasure.
You drive yourself crazy worrying about him shooting jump shots. So just let it go.
Let's go to Chavis in Coatesville. Go ahead, Chavis. What's up?
What's up,
Chavis?
Oh.
Listen, before you do anything, hey Johnny, I didn't mean to take you off neither, but give me some of that Ike juice.
Okay, hook him up. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. What you got, Chavis?
Hey, listen. Your boys are playing good. They're playing a weak-ass Atlanta team. And you hope Brooklyn don't get – you hope the Nets don't get back Kyrie and Wesley. But I'm telling you, you're playing the Suns cheap. Don't play them cheap, man.
Oh, I'm going to play them cheap. Listen.
We
didn't even know the Suns prior to this year. Did we even know who was on the Suns team? I mean, I did, but did anybody else?
Hold it.
Yes.
What do you mean? Hey, listen, that team is clicking from all cylinders.
They are.
They got a healthy team.
They are. They look good.
They look good. I mean, the sweep, I mean, they didn't. I mean, it's not like they swept anybody. They swept the.
Are you a Suns fan or something, Chavis? Are you a Suns fan?
No, I'm a Celtic man, but I'm looking at the NBA playoffs.
I didn't tell anybody that.
I'm a Celtic fan. I'm not ashamed to say it.
You should be.
And everybody in this area that knows me, they know I'm a Celtic fan. Celtics in the East, San Antonio in the West.
Mm. So, two-team guy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have a West team.
Back up, yep.
I'm just saying, I heard you say only team we're worrying about coming out of the West is the Clippers.
The Clippers, yes.
Ah, shit! Don't worry.
Whoa!
Don't grab that.
Whoa!
I saw that one coming.
Kinda.
I don't care.
From that Ike juice. I'm on a severe delay over here with my hotkeys, Jack. I was hitting.
Great.
I don't care. Like. I don't know, the minute
2 minutes
before,
ago.
Yeah, a minute ago. Let's see.
I don't care.
All right, that's back.
We're back on track.
All right, there you go. Yeah, good for you.
The Phoenix Suns are a very good basketball team. We know that. We all know the Phoenix Suns are a very good basketball team. But I'm just wondering if you have the Suns and the Sixers matched up, who would be favored in that matchup? It would probably be the Sixers.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, like right now the Suns are – When you look at the odds for the Western Conference, it's the Jazz, the Sun, and the Clippers, and the Jazz and the Suns are very close, and the Clippers are a little bit further down there. Mm-hmm. But it's hardly Like, I would rather, and maybe this is a wrong, but I would rather face the Jazz or the Suns than the Clippers, just because the Clippers have Kawhi and Paul George. And
Well, I mean, but the Suns are a good team that people get to know and recognize as these playoffs continue. I mean, have the Suns, other than when they played the Lakers, been a premium matchup?
No.
I can't even find them on TV. They played the Nuggets. Did anybody ever watch yesterday because it was Sunday. There's nothing else going on. But it's not like they are showcasing the Suns.
I don't think they were on Christmas Day at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. So
that's next year.
Yeah, we know they're a good basketball team. They have the second best record in the Western Conference. I don't know whose record was better between the Suns and the Sixers. I know they were pretty close.
I think they were a game off.
And they matched up this year. I remember Phoenix coming here because Ben Simmons didn't play. That was the Devin Booker game.
Oh, that's right.
Right? So I don't remember what the...
He had the sickness.
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, it was the viral thing.
Wasn't that where they were losing a couple games there in a row?
Yeah, they
lost 116-113.
Yeah.
Suns won both matchups.
They won both matchups.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh,
hopefully Ben doesn't get the sickness again.
Get the virus.
They need him.
Well, it'll be Kendall, the whole Kendall, Ben, Booker thing.
Oh, wow.
He'll play.
So we actually do have drama all over the place. With we got Utah with Donovan.
Utah would be better.
And Ben. Versus...
Yeah, I have more interest in that than some stupid fight over a girl. Celebrity girlfriend thing.
Would Kendall come to the games?
I hope so.
Probably only in Phoenix.
Bring the whole crew.
Yes, in Phoenix.
Can we come on the road?
Steph Curry will have his Sixers jersey on as he's now a Sixer fan. Thank you, Steph.
Can he play? I mean, we lost Danny Green.
That cost Daryl Morey $75,000.
You believe that?
Well, it's worth it if you get Steph Curry here.
Well, he's not getting Steph Curry. And quite frankly, I like Daryl Morey. But come on, man.
Well, if he did about...
If you're the GM, you know that you can't be tweeting at Steph Curry.
If he did about half of the Twitter activity that he does now, I think he'd be better off.
Right, yeah.
But whatever.
I mean, listen, he has the money.
He does.
Yeah.
I mean, he almost cost the NBA its
right to
China.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yes.
So which tweets does he regret more, the China one or the Steph Curry one?
The China
Definitely
one.
Definitely.
Yes. I don't think he regrets Steph Curry.
No.
Me neither. All right, Bruce in D.C. What's up, Brucey?
Mark Therese, what's going on?
Bruce in D.C.
Brucey, baby.
Hey, man. Look. Will y'all, is anybody else having, well, give me some Ike juice before I get started.
Yes, don't curse like the
Ike juice.
Hey, look, I was just going to ask y'all if any one of y'all been drinking Ike juice before, with the last caller slipping in that profanity, man.
No, we got it. No, we can't control that. We just control whether the people who aren't on hold can hear it, which they could.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
you can hear it,
but nobody else can hear it out there.
Okay, yes. Got you. I was laughing, but that was a really funny way to start that off. Yeah, but, man, hey, look, Marks.
Yes.
Johnny Marks.
Hey, yes.
You remember what I said? We had this conversation last week. I said Sixers in either 5 or 7. You remember that, right?
No.
Oh, you forgot that quick?
5 or 7? Not 6?
I said either 5 or 7. I didn't.
Well, I hope it's 5.
I don't care.
Yeah. But, I think they're going to definitely take it in 5. One of the things that, when I was looking at the game, and I don't know if either one of you have heard about this, but when Ben started scoring in the second half, the original thought that it was Doc was at halftime, said something to Ben about, but there was something that came out today that said Embiid actually told him, hey, look, I'm getting double and triple team. Get more aggressive and go down there in the block, and you need to start going to the basket a little bit more. Have you all heard about that? Because that was a definite, improvement in his scoring in the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Doc spoke after the game, and I'm assuming he was saying he was the one that was speaking to Ben. I hadn't heard about Joel Embiid trying to encourage him to be a little bit more aggressive. But that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you get a player out there who feels like he's getting double-teamed, and he's saying, listen, they got me covered. You be a little bit more aggressive going towards the basket and scoring, you're going to be able to get easy buckets. So you just can't stand in the corner and not participate on the offensive end. We need you to play near that basket and be aggressive. So, I mean, if that did happen, that's a good thing as well, right? That's what leaders do. That's what I think. I think it was LeBron James I saw telling KCP to shoot the ball when he passed this to him. Like, don't pass it to somebody else. You
shoot it.
Yeah, you shoot it. So sometimes your star players, they'll do that. Yeah. I've seen Chris Paul tell guys, shoot the ball, shoot. Well,
and we know Embiid has, not during the game, but he's talked about how they need Ben.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. I mean, we keep talking like this is some new issue.
It makes Joel's life easy. It makes his life easier.
Makes everybody's life easier. Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Doc recognizes that.
Again, now the shooting matters. It matters. Imagine that. Let's go to Anthony, Ardmore, Pennsylvania. Anthony.
Yo, Johnny Marks. What's up?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I agree. I worked all weekend. I need some of that juice, brother.
Hook him up. Uh-oh. He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
A lot of Ike juice early.
What is that, 3 this hour?
It is a Monday.
Real quick, can I get a shout out real quick? My cousin Steve, he listens all the time, but he never has a chance to call.
Is it his birthday? Because Ike only does birthday shout outs. If it's just a regular shout out, we wouldn't be allowed to.
But I got a question for Ike to answer my Sixers point. I'm real pumped for tonight. I think they're going to blow him out, actually. I think Embiid's going to have a big game. I think Shake's going to have a big game. And, man, I'm just so excited. Can't wait.
We're right there with you, Ant. You got something for me?
And, yo, Ike, remember last week I called you talking about the weasel, talking about your golf game?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my buddy's got a indoor golf facility, and I challenged the weasel to come out and play me, and he said he would get out and do it, but he didn't get back to me yet. I was wondering if you want to come out and handle business.
Yes.
Listen, Anthony,
I'm gonna have to decline.
Have your people contact Ike's people, and we'll get back. But thank you, for
the camera. You see what you've started? Yeah, he's basically who wants to golf with Joe DeCamera.
Yeah, who would seriously, who in their right mind would want to golf with Joe?
He's had a few people there.
Yeah,
has called him up and like, yeah.
Man, him and James, I think, played with Tom from Abington.
Yeah.
This week.
Oh well, there you go.
Yeah, no offense to everybody that's listening, but I got enough golfing buddies.
Yeah, Ike's not Ike doesn't want to go out play golf with you. Joe does because he doesn't. You know, he's not as popular as Ike. No, but seriously, if you're looking to go golfing with somebody, Joe DeCamera, you want to go golfing with, looks bad in the golf clothes, awkward conversations, right? You can't like you can't even be a man and drink a White Claw with Joe. He wouldn't know what to do with it.
Shut his hole.
You just convinced me to never go golfing with him, that's for sure.
Well, if he keeps talking, we might have to, figure it out on the course.
Well, I saw pictures of you guys golfing from over the weekend.
Hold on, who's sending pictures out?
Well, no, Jack had a video.
I posted on my Instagram story.
Hey, man.
It was you that was hitting it, too.
Well, listen, if I'm golfing with Ike and Franz, I got to let the people know.
Did you post my bad shot?
No, I saved that one for blackmail down the road if anything ever goes awry.
Did you hook one?
Yeah, this joker.
So Saturday morning, Kevin Franz and Ike and Jack go golfing.
Yeah, me, Franz, and Jack are out there.
Yeah.
And I give him credit. He waited a while before he broke out the phone to record one of my swings. But he didn't tell me he was recording me.
Yeah, I didn't get the FCC's.
So I happened to peek back there, and I saw him as I'm addressing
the ball. So it was distracting.
Of course, and he put more pressure on me to hit a good shot. You know me, I'm a ham and egger. I was like, yeah, go ahead and take the video. But I got to make sure it's a good shot, though.
It was a good shot.
Only post the good shots.
Yeah, I saved the bad shot.
I give him credit. He did. You did hold off on me, all right? Wait another month or so.
Yeah. I don't know if that video is ever going to make it out. But it was, it was a fun time.
It was a fun time. And Jack can play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he was on the high school golf team. That would mean that he can play.
I do need a rematch.
So what'd you shoot?
We didn't even take the score down at the end, did we?
I made sure I looked at my score. Yeah, I shot an 89.
All right. Franzen played.
Franzen had a tough day. Franzen's a good golfer, but he was spraying the ball.
Yes, he was spraying the ball, and so was I.
Okay.
Yeah, he's playing.
Oh, what did I shoot?
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't care about you, Ike.
I just want to make sure. I just want to see if I was in the 80s again. It had been a little while.
Yeah.
Right, so Franzen choked in front of another former professional
athlete.
He's
walking. He couldn't get in the cart. He had to walk the whole course.
Well, and then we got the young buck. He's out here out driving us.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jack, look at you. 215-592.
My athleticism is questioning up around here.
I will admit he put the pressure on us to have to hit shots.
No, I mean, but
or
you're
me anyway.
But you're right about the athleticism. Baseball pitcher and golfer.
Yes.
Jack.
It's a different kind of athlete.
215-592-9494. Yes, believe me, I know. You're sure as hell not saying basketball or anything like that, that's for sure.
Baseball pitcher and golfer.
Yeah. Jack.
He'd just be a bowler.
Well, I mean, you know he's a good bowler, too. He just doesn't share that with us. You know you're a good bowler, Jack.
Once I get out there, I'll figure it out.
All right, coming up, we have some Phillies calls that people want to talk Phillies because Phillies are hot.
They're hot.
Phillies are hot, but they go to the West Coast where they're not normally hot on the road. Have they turned the corner? Is this just a flash in the pan? We'll get into that coming up next, along with the 76ers conversation. And your chance to win $1,000 is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Well, it's officially summer. Do you still have that nagging pain? Or maybe it's a new pain now that you're doing more outside. Trinity Rehab is here to help. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free and get back to doing things you love, like biking, gardening, hiking? Give them a call at 800-518-0977 or go to trinity-rehab.com. They have the EPAT machine, which most places don't have. It's cutting-edge acoustic pressure wave therapy that breaks up scar tissue, enhances healing, and gets rid of pain fast. Most patients are better in 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription. No. Whoa. No prescription.
Hell.
No prescription needed to get started. Give them a call at 800-518-0977. I can't stand you, dude. I swear. Trinity-Rehab.com. They're here for you. Isn't it time to start feeling better and have no pain? Give them a call. Trinity Rehab. They're all over the place with 30 locations, and now there's one close to you in Newtown, Wayne, and Marlton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.